Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffenden with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, February 8. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued an apology to Brittany Higgins on the first day of Parliament for the year, following a review into parliamentary culture. Morrison also thanked Higgins for her courage on speaking up about sexual assault allegations. Speaker of the House of Representatives Andrew Wallace also formally apologised to people who had been assaulted, abused, bullied or harassed at workplaces inside Parliament House. Wallace said Parliament had failed to make meaningful change to cultures and practices in the past, but would listen to people who had participated in Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' review. The apology comes a day before Higgins addresses the National Press Club with former Australian of the Year Grace Tame, herself a survivor of sexual assault. A group of anti-vaccination protesters have been led into Parliament House by United Australia Party MP Craig Kelly, who negotiated for a small group of protesters to be signed in as his visitors. The convoy to Canberra has been holding protests across the capital for more than a week, targeting Parliament House, the Governor-General's residence, and the National Press Club. Kelly had been trying to let a group of protesters into Parliament House, which had been closed to the public during the sitting week because of COVID-19 protocols. They wanted to hand a list of demands to the government. The group has been calling for an end to vaccine mandates. And fans of hit children's series Bluey have the chance to stay in a real house inspired by the Healer family home. Located in Brisbane, the home has been customised to bring the cartoon experience to life, featuring quirky details including the red letterbox, bone-shaped chimney and charming bay window. The one-of-a-kind weekend getaway costs just $10 per night and includes an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the Ludo studio, where Bluey is created, a Chinese takeaway feast, an afternoon decorating the Healer's famous duck cake, and a puppet-making craft session. Bluey fans can request to book the stay on a first-come, first-served basis from February 15 on Airbnb. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.